Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lanning.
To the VIP line we go to talk to dear friend of the program, Josina Anderson from ESPN. Josina, good evening. Always great to talk to you. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Well, very good. We certainly appreciate your time. As always, I want to ask you about the Broncos. Everyone picking records and looking at what the Broncos did after the draft. Generally graded as a, you know, a positive draft by most out there. But record-wise, is this team back in the playoff conversation? Are they close to that? I know we got others, you know, saying they're 3-13 next year. Where do you come down on, you know, what the improvements are for the Denver Broncos and what their record could be?
Well, they certainly made some positive moves in the draft. They need to get more aggressive on offense. Certainly, you know, picking the two wide receivers that they did with their first two picks is a step in that direction. And, you know, the pressure is on in the AFC West, particularly when the Super Bowl champion resides in your division. But that being said, the bar is extremely high, and it has been a long time since Denver has been in the light that it has formerly been seen, and particularly since I even have been in that market. So, you know, I would say that the competition is formidable, particularly with the Chargers, you know, looking to kind of regain the air that they had in the first year that Anthony Lynn was there as head coach or has been there. And then obviously even the Raiders surprisingly, you know, came around and did a little bit more than many of us expected that they would, particularly at the outset of their season with everything that happened with Antonio Brown. So, you know, there are some lofty additions of like Melvin Gordon, you know, coming up in there. You know, obviously you guys had to replace, you know, the exit of Chris Harris with AJ Boye. And, you know, we'll see. But I still think they're climbing uphill, at least as of right now, particularly with a young quarterback behind center.
All right, Josina, the Broncos have missed the playoffs four consecutive years. And you just mentioned that word that no one wants to hear, pressure. So when you look at this organization, from top to bottom, even looking at the players, who do you feel has the most pressure on them for a successful 2020 season?
Actually, I don't think it's a player. I think it's your general manager. I think it's John Elway. You know, I think that there's a lot of pressure on him. You know, Drew Lock is his pick. You know, and everything starts at the top of the organization. You know, the Denver Broncos have to show that they can be successful with a pick, particularly at quarterback, from a GM whose stature, you know, resided in his arrival with his the perception of his ability to pick, select, bring in a quarterback. And, you know, doing that with a pick in Drew Lock that is not a veteran like Peyton Manning, that was kind of ready-made and a packaged Hall of Famer that made it a lot easier. You know, with all of the talent that is left, you know, on defense and offense, even in the days when I was working in the Denver market, I think that the pressure squarely first and foremost falls on John Elway. That being said, as I said before, there are some positive additions. And I think that he realizes, as does your head coach, the areas in which the team has to be more aggressive. That being said, you know, the conversation is open around his tenure.
Josina Anderson, ESPN talent, of course, joining us here. Nick and Cecil on the VIP line. And Josina, you mentioned Melvin Gordon being one of those quality additions. How does that work out with Philip Lindsay, who was a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher and now is behind Gordon in the pecking order? Do you see this as a big boost for the Broncos or a potential problem?
Competition should never be a problem for any player or any athlete. you know, any athlete worth their salt should be able to take somebody coming in their barn that has equal talent or the potential to, you know, push you out of your seat. So it should be a boon because of the position and naturally how the running back can wear down throughout the season. Everybody knows that Melvin Gordon is very capable, and he was slowed down last season with the Chargers, you know, by his holdout and having to acclimate, you know, late into the Chargers season. Phillip Lindsay is a pleasant and great, you know, surprise for the Broncos, and he has done great things. To have that, you know, two-headed monster should be complimentary and definitely beneficial for the Broncos. So kudos to the actual front office for getting that done at that rate, particularly when you consider that Melvin Gordon at one point with the Chargers had $10 million on the table and the Broncos were able to get him at an average of $8 million a year and still get that level of talent. So I will say it is a positive because it should be a positive.
Josina, where do you stand as far as whether the NFL should try to continue games and if that means continuing those games without fans? Are you in favor of that or are you opposed to it?
I'm in favor of them trying and attempting. That being said, I don't know whether it will last. I once said on our air, or I think I even tweeted this, a few weeks ago that one of my sources that I talked to in the league who always has a great pulse on everything and has definitely been fruitful for me with a lot of news around the league said that, you know, his concern is not necessarily the implementation of daily testing or testing the day before a game or what have you, but rather, you know, a shortened season and whether, you know, the season would, one, start on time, but then two, potentially have to end, you know, abruptly because of another wave. As we know around the country, around the world, people are starting to emerge from their shelter in place, you know, quarantines that are beginning in May and should largely, you know, be activated in the month of June. So my prediction is that in July, we will have a good amount of feedback as to the efficacy of everyone emerging from, you know, these self, you know, quarantines and whether they're working. And that will give us some glimpse into the future as to the possibility of a second wave of COVID due to us potentially coming back too early or secondarily due to the fact that the virus has been witnessed in scientific circles to be mutating and whether, you know, we do have an immunity to that. And thirdly, whether there's a third wave or a second wave that will impact the football season. So there are multiple things to still watch out for, let alone whether the athletes at large agree to, you know, having their lives somewhat bubbled in order to even make it work, and that hasn't even been, you know, fully put on the table. And I expect to have conversations in the future with executive committee members as to what their true thoughts are about that.
She's one of the most kind and hardest working people in the business. Josina Anderson, ESPN, joining the show, Nick and Cecil. And Josina, final one from me. It's about The Last Dance. You know, we're all sports desperate. We're all looking, we just love sports, love basketball, love MJ. I know your Tar Heel track, so we got to talk about the ultimate Tar Heel in Michael Jordan. Just how much fun is it to go and watch The Last Dance and kind of take in that final season and everything that they're telling us?
Well, this should give you all context. You know, as associated as I am with football, only the people early in my career would remember and know that I was actually more into the NBA and actually known as an NBA insider long before football. And that was actually before my Denver days. So people in Denver might not even know that.
Wow.
But I was largely an NBA fan because of Michael Jordan, and largely my fandom in the NBA decreased with his departure. That's how much I was a huge aficionado, not only of him, but secondarily into how the game was played in those days, just because I felt like in the Michael Jordan era, the players during an 82-game season cared more to play harder in the regular season. So The Last Dance has been nostalgic for me back to those days, and it reminded me of why I actually first loved basketball long before I became entrenched in the NFL. So it has been a big treat in that respect, and also because it's another opportunity for me to shove in everybody's face that the greatest player of all time is a Tar Heel.
Wow. I being as though I'm from the ACC, I knew that somehow, some way, that Josina was going to find a way to stick it to me with the whole Tar Heels reference. I knew if she was going to do it some way. But listen, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question. When I said that you were going to be on the program, I received some direct messages from a lot of women who are in the business, who are trying to get to where you are, and they love you. Right? Let me put it frankly. They love you. You are inspiration to them. So really quickly, what was it about your work ethic that led you to getting to where you are right now?
That's a tough question. My journey is long. I've been in the business for 20 years. So, trying to kind of narrow that down to one thing, is very difficult, but one word that's coming to the tip of my mind right now is sacrifice. When I was at school in North Carolina, I left immediately and went straight to Oregon for my first job, all the way out, not to Portland, not to Eugene, but to little old Coos Bay, which I always tell people is the last piece of sand on the West Coast that you could dip your pinky toe into. And that's where I was. And I stayed there for a year, a month, and a day, but who was counting? And then came back and lived for years at my home where my parents lived, slept on a couch for 4 years, not in a bed, and then came to Denver for 6 years and barely saw my family, in terms of being distant away from them on the East Coast. And I spent a lot of weekends just working on my tape and my reel, and using my money to fly around the country just to meet people. And so at the time, I really never knew that when I was building those contacts and resources in Denver and D.C. before that, that it would kind of filter into this role of me becoming an NFL insider. So to answer the people in your DMs, my answer is, sacrifice. You have to be willing to do for yourself what people would not want to do, which is, relax on the weekends. And on the weekends, most weekends, there's 52 of them in a year. And I would gather to say at least in the 40s, I was, working. So, and I was in Denver for 6 years. So it's sacrificing a volunteer. Before I worked in Denver, I wasn't even working at a local affiliate. I was working at a county cable television station for free, and working as a personal trainer for income, working two jobs. And I got myself in the business in the D.C. area by volunteering and being willing to do it for free for 3¾ years. So my story is not one that's an overnight success, and it's not one of somebody giving me anything. It's one of being self-made and being willing to sacrifice. So that's my answer.
Well, Josina, I'll say, when I think of you, I think of kindness, I think of grace and professionalism and great knowledge, great insight. Anytime I've ever had a chance to talk to you, you've always been so kind. And we certainly appreciate you for joining the show tonight. And, of course, MJ is the greatest of all time. I can't believe people even try to have that conversation still.
Well, we must end the show on the most appropriate note then. Come on, guys. That's
what
people say.
Stop it with that. Go Jackets. Go Jackets.
Oh, no. Stop it with that.
Go Jackets.
Yes. Thank you for having me on the show. You guys are silly. Have a good evening. I appreciate it so much.
All right, thank you, Josina.
All right. You guys are the best. Thank you.
There we have Josina Anderson on that VIP line. Certainly, again, Nick, grace, kindness, fantastic. We got to break it all down, including what happens if this team or this league has to delay the season. That's next.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.